With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise. Here's what happened on August 1st. It was the beginning of an event that would end in the deaths of some 20 million soldiers and civilians. On this day in 1914, Germany and Russia declared war on each other. France ordered a general mobilization, and the first German army units crossed over into Luxembourg in preparation for the German invasion of France. The so-called Great War had begun, and in the next 3 days, Russia, France, Belgium, and Great Britain all lined up against Austria-Hungary and Germany, while Germany invaded Belgium. Surprising fact, for the most part, the people of Europe greeted the outbreak of war with jubilation. Most patriotically assumed that their country would be victorious within months. Instead, the war dragged on for more than 4 devastating years. Also on this day in history, in 1774, Joseph Priestley discovered oxygen. In 1961, the first Six Flags amusement park opened in Texas. And in 1981, MTV debuted. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.